This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, I have a very interesting email here. It says, "Hi Niall, I have a real problem and I would love if you could discuss it on the show. My daughter is 20 years of age and studying college in Limerick. And I'll be honest, things are tough financially for us. We don't get the grant but struggle to pay her rent and her fees. But we manage. She was home last weekend for the bank holiday. And, which would have been, was that last weekend or the weekend before? I can't remember anyway. And we were chatting and she told me she had signed up to a site called OnlyFans. I had no idea what she was actually talking about and still really don't understand it. But she said two of the girls in college were making money on the site. And I was intrigued when she told me it involved sex and taking your clothes off. She told me there was no stigma around it anymore and girls are embracing this technology to make money for men who are willing to pay. She wasn't happy when I told her it sounded like prostitution and no daughter of mine will resort to sex work for money. That's what I said to her anyway. She was really upset. She was raised well and I have no idea how her morals have fallen through the floor. I spoke to her father about it after she left on Monday and he was sick with the thought of his baby girl doing something like this. He called her and there was a huge row over the phone with all three of us. And we haven't spoken since, after he told her no daughter of mine would do this for men, and he wants nothing to do with her if that's the direction of her life. How can I resolve this for everybody without losing my daughter to this madness? I'll remortgage if she needs the money, but she seems lost in this idea. And she says, and I'm quoting her, it empowers her. In her words, not mine. Please help us. All right, let us know what you think. The number is 085 100 2255. What do you think? Is it empowering? Now, I've spoken to, you know, many women. Primarily, it's women who are on OnlyFans. If you don't know what OnlyFans is, by the way, it's an app you get on your phone. And basically, they're live cams, so to speak, or that kind of thing, where women, you know, perform, create videos, usually on their own, taking their clothes off, etc., for the titillation of mainly men, I imagine, as the audience. Although some women look at it too. And many of the women around the world we've spoken to are making a substantial amount of money out of it. A lot are making a good living out of it. And then there are those who are making nothing out of it. And if I went on it tomorrow, I'm pretty sure they'd pay me to put my clothes back on again. But in saying that, it is a way of people making money. You could argue, go back to the kind of abortion debate, my body, my choice, and women will say it's empowering. And look, I've no argument with them. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But they got to look at their reputation and their credibility. Because I suppose we all have morals. Everybody has different morals. There's no law says there are certain morals you have to have, by the way. There's nothing illegal about it, can I point out as well? Although some people compare it to prostitution or sex work, but it is sex work. But not prostitution because you're not actually meeting the clients. Clients are paying you to take your clothes off. They subscribe to you monthly to take your clothes off or to get maybe, you know, exclusive pictures or whatever they may request. But what would you do if that was your daughter? Would you say, fair play to you, well done, pat her on the back and say, off you go, do what you want, it's your life. Or would you discourage her and tell her, morally, I believe this is wrong and I'm going to disown you? Let me know what you think. The number is 085 100 2255. Let me go to Samaria, who we've spoken to in the past. And Samaria is a creator on OnlyFans. Samaria, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how's things?
Lovely to talk to you again, Samaria. Hope things are going well.
Good to be back.
Still making money?
Oh, of course I am.
Okay, because I thought sometimes with OnlyFans is a kind of novelty factor where, you know, when you get into something first, you make a heap of money and then things start to stabilize. It starts going back down again unless you get more creative, I suppose. So I suppose you have to keep working hard at it to keep making money.
It kind of like it's all about life, I suppose. Like I personally had a few things going on in the past couple of months that were against, you know, I couldn't post a lot.
Okay.
And of course it does affect.
Yeah, life gets in the way.
Your income.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, massively. But like that couldn't be helped. But that is the joys of it. Like, and like you were saying there, this girl is in college. To be quite frank, like, and like it's the average earner actually on OnlyFans earns only from like maybe $180 to $250 a month.
So if I started up, not me personally, because obviously I'd be asked to put my clothes back on for money. But if I started up tomorrow as a woman and I'm a good looking woman and I'm pretty good at it and I do all the kind of burlesque stuff and I take all my clothes off. Realistically, unless I'm really good at social media, I'm not going to make much money on it.
Yeah, like you have to kind of have a social media following, to be fair, from the get-go, you know, and actually have before you even do it. And that's what I did. That's what I had. Hence why I was able to go on and do so well. But if you don't have, you're building it literally from scratch.
For those who don't know, just give us your backstory again. So at the time when you started, how long ago again did you start this?
2022. January 2022 is when I started.
Okay.
And I'm currently still doing it. Have I moved a little bit away from it? Yeah, I'm kind of just taking my ease of it, you know, that kind of a thing. I'm kind of, I've done what I needed to do. Do you get me?
Okay. Did you make a lot of money in those 4 years?
Yeah, I did. I did. Like, as I said, look, I'm still doing it, but I'm not as active. Do you know that kind of a thing?
Yeah. But you're still doing enough to make an income every month.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, I'm very comfortable.
And where would you be placed as far as Irish OnlyFans girls? And I don't know how many OnlyFans girls there are in Ireland, but where would you be placed? Are you up there in the top 10 somewhere or top 20? Or
I think, like, well, from what I kind of know, I'd say there may be around 10 or less of us that do very well on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so like in the top 2, 3%, 1%.
So this is something girls need to know. It's like when young lads are 15 years of age and they say, I want to play for Man United. And they want to play football. There is only one in thousands who will actually make it to the point where they make a living out of playing football. The same with singers, yes. The same with everything else. The same goes for OnlyFans, I imagine. No matter how good looking you are and how well your body looks and how great you happen to be at, you know, playing with toys or whatever it is you do on OnlyFans, there's only a certain amount of people by luck or by skill and by social media will make it to that point where they make a living out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like everything changes, like everything, like even for argument's sake, football. I can't believe I'm actually putting it up against football. But anyway, but like football, for argument's sake, like you could need someone different every year that's better at something else, you know?
Yeah.
Things change and it's just the way of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think things like Bonnie Blue now has done the business an awful lot of favours in the last year. I know some people...
She's a lot of rage bait. That's what that is. It's rage bait. I wouldn't believe everything that she says happened at all.
No, I think a lot of it's done for publicity. Well, she says a lot of things for publicity. And then she seems to backtrack and then she starts breaking down crying and then all of a sudden she's announcing she's going to do something even more bizarre. So it's kind of hard to follow what's going on with that poor woman. Anyway, but I do believe that what that does is it draws attention to the business, you know, of OnlyFans in a negative light, not so much as a positive light.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. And don't paint us all with the same brush. You know,
not at all.
it's like giving it back to soccer again. Listen, just because someone's a very, very good striker doesn't mean that they're going to score all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So what advice would you give to a mother? Like, I don't know if you have any kids, Samaria. I think you have got children. But if your daughter came to you at 20 years of age and said, Mom, you know, I need a bit of extra money. And maybe you weren't, you know, flush with money. You didn't have the money to give her. But you weren't getting a grant and she needed it for digs and she needed to have a good time and she needed to go on holidays. And she said, you know, my mates are an OnlyFans and they're making a bit of money out of it. You know, I'm thinking of going on and making a few quid out of it. What would you say to her?
Say to the mother or to the girl?
As a mother, what would you say to your daughter if she said that to you?
Personally, I'd be like, look, we're going to sit down. We're going to go over all the pros, all the cons. We're going to go through them all. And at the end of the day, whatever decision you make is your own decision at the end of the day. But this is what can and more than likely will happen. And if it doesn't, you're lucky, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you chose a stage name of Samaria. And the reason initially, I imagine you did that, was to protect your identity where you live.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No, that didn't work out too well, because I mean, you're all over the papers and everything now. So that was there to protect your identity. So it didn't kind of work out. And it doesn't really work out because eventually somebody's going to realize who you are. You know what I mean? And write something on social media. It's a small world now. Social media brings us all together. So,
especially in college. College, like, it'll go around like wildfire. There's no need to say that, like, oh, it would never happen. It would. It could even be something as small as a little tattoo or a little even freckle that gets noticed.
Yeah.
And you're out there and that's it, done and dusted. And then you have to go on if you're making money. If you're not, you're kind of screwed. If you are making a few bob off it, you can pay. There is... I have a crowd that I'm with and they take everything down off certain websites and so everything like that.
Yeah.
But it is costly. You know, that is costly. You have to be able to be making the money to pay for that. And it's such a full-time job that, like, you have to do social media every day. Doing that on top of college, better off, to be honest, just getting a part-time weekend job.
Yeah, there was a thing going back a few years ago. Do you remember the sugar babies? That was a kind of thing going for college students to do. That's been taken over now by the OnlyFans thing. And I suppose what you're pointing out to me there, the negatives are your credibility, your reputation. Because no matter, you know, and I'm not suggesting, by the way, that you have a bad reputation or bad credibility. But unfortunately, we have to look at the way the world looks at these things. And the world looks at these things, or many people in the world look at these things, with a lack of credibility. And they say, you know, people of low value, low moral value. That's what they say. And unfortunately, that sticks to you, doesn't it?
It does. I think especially in Ireland, I wouldn't even say worldwide. Yeah, okay, maybe a few places, but Ireland is very kind of, even compared to the UK, I suppose, when it comes to this, is very like closed-minded when it comes to it, I suppose, because that really goes back to, I suppose, being a very Catholic country. But it is very closed-minded when it comes to these things.
Mm. And why do you think that is? You believe that's because of the kind of Catholic handcuffs we had for many years ago, where we were all told that we were all told nobody, you know, should take your clothes off. You know, which my parents, and I remember my mom before she died. The day before she died, we had a great chat about everything and about life in general when she was in her hospital bed, and she was telling me that my father had never seen her naked. And I found that mind-blowing. They were married for 60 years and he never seen her naked. So she would go up, get undressed, get into her nightgown, get into bed, turn off the lights. And so he never actually saw her naked, which I found it just mind-blowing. So that's the kind of Ireland for many older people that we're still living in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah, to be fair, like when it comes to these things, you know, and like even her mom and dad, they're like, it's, I wouldn't say, I think disowning and not talking to her is kind of it is over the top. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you do in life, no matter if you're a lawyer, no matter if you're a cleaner, no matter what job you do, no matter what you do to make money, you're still the same person at the end of the day. It doesn't change your personality. You know, like I'm very lucky. I'm lucky. Like I have my whole family around me, you know, and like they would never think of disowning me because I'm still the same person. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't change who I am.
And does your parents, by the way, if they're both still with us, do they know what you do and do they approve?
Yeah, well, we don't talk about it.
Okay, that's probably the best way ever. Just let's speak about it. Yeah. Okay.
My aunties give a few little cracks of jokes, all right, every now and then, like if like there's a family thing and they'll be like, Asher, get her to take photos. She's good with the lighting.
Oh, right, you okay. Yeah, some smart remarks every now and again, yeah.
Yeah, I get a few little digs here and there, but like I don't bring it up unless it's brought up to me. Like my mother being extremely religious, you know, like my mother is like, oh, like no sex before marriage, like no divorce, you know, very old Irish.
Okay, so she's kind of compartmentalized it in the back of her mind and doesn't want to think about it. That's fine.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to know, and that's fine too.
Okay, but in relation to reputational damage, what we have to remember nowadays is, unlike years ago, everything you do, particularly with this kind of business, is online forever. It's there forever. Like, we will know in 200 years' time, when your great-great-great-grandchildren are looking up stuff online, that their great-great-granny took her clothes off for money. So we'll know that, because it's there forever. That's kind of scary for a young person, is it? Particularly if they're going into certain roles, like they want to be a barrister or something that's considered to be reputationally good.
You also have to think about, in 10 years' time, there's going to be someone else new that, like, everyone's going to be blocking about, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like people do get forgotten, and it's horrible to say, it is horrible, but you do get forgotten.
Well, hopefully not before you make a fair few quid out of it, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean?
Is the next thing nearly coming along? I wouldn't be on top of all this, but is the next thing coming along? Because what I've noticed too, obviously, I'm sure you've seen the news that in the United Kingdom now they have put age verification on porn sites. It's only a matter of time before they do that in the south of Ireland as well, because it's already done in the north of Ireland. In the south of Ireland, it's only a matter of time. I think Commissioner Mann are saying that's going to happen very shortly. The United States, I think, are doing the same thing. So there's going to be a huge clampdown on pornography to make it more difficult, to make it more accessible to people. Is that going to be a problem for you?
No, I firmly believe that like there should be no one under the age of 16, even on social media. Like I'm a firm believer of that. And that was before I even ever did anything. But like, it's just crazy the amount of social things that you can put on social media and find on social media. Not even just pornography, but there's even like kids there that are going out and they're doing other things and they're uploading it online. And you know, it's not good. It's not healthy. Like their frontal lobes and stuff, they're not even developed yet. They don't have a clue what they're doing.
Do your kids know what you do?
Pardon?
Do your children know what you do?
My eldest one does.
Okay, and. Yeah. What was their reaction? Well, can I ask what age that your eldest one is?
She said that she partly guessed.
Okay. Oh, she partly guessed.
Yeah. But, I think I was leaving off kind of hints here and there, you know, just to kind of been all kind of...
But when she walked into a bedroom in the house and there was cameras everywhere and lights everywhere and sex toys all over the place, you kind of, they're up to something there.
No, not at all. All that stuff is always put away. I have a suitcase, I have a lock, I have everything. My house is literally like a normal household.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, it's literally just family orientated, none of that kind of crap going around the place. Listen, I'd actually have more... And a normal woman, she probably has stuff in her bedside locker. I don't. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I get what you mean. So how did she guess? Yeah. How did she partly guess? You say she partly guessed. How did she partly guess?
It was because I was leaving off the little hints, you know?
Okay.
So she kind of guessed it was coming and everything like that. But, like, she's grand. She's supportive, I suppose. Like, but I don't talk about it with her. There's no need to. I don't talk about it and she doesn't talk about it. If she wanted to ask me something, she knows she can. Where, to be honest, we're very kind of just open anyway in the house. She tells me, like, well, I wouldn't say everything because she's 16 at the end of the day, but she tells me a lot, you know.
Does it worry you that as she gets a bit older, you know, in secondary school, that some of her mates might come over to her? I suppose it's a worry too for some OnlyFans creators who might have a son, you know, he'd be in secondary school and their mates are coming over. Is that your man, the nude? You know what I mean? Look at her.
She's finished school nearly now. She's finished school this year and there hasn't been, I don't know, saying that is because she's kind of just a very strong-minded girl herself.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, but no one has, she hasn't had anything come at her or come, yeah. So, yeah, I think I've maybe been lucky in that kind of sense. Now, and like all of her friends' moms and stuff, and they know what I do and everything, and they're lovely. They're really, really nice.
Okay, you know, so you haven't had a bad reaction from her friends, mothers, or from other people, by the way. Do you ever get any dirty looks in the local village where you look down, oh, there's your woman, takes her clothes off?
No, not really. Maybe there was one time off, it was like a lad in his 20s, and I was kind of like, in my own head, really? Really? Like, I'm a man
loser.
In his 20s, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're a loser.
It's like, I'd expect it from teenagers, but no.
But you know what? The lad in his 20s is probably the fella who looks at you the most, to be honest with you. He's probably on your subscription lot as well.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. Like, yeah, no, to be fair, everything's quite calm. Like, and I won't even... Yeah, no, there's been absolutely nothing.
And what's the next thing now? Is OnlyFans still as big as it was? Is it still huge?
I see, it's not. It is and it isn't. It isn't because there's so many people trying it and doing it that it's hard to, I suppose, for new people to even make an income on it. And then, like, it is old, and in the fact that, like, as I said, everyone's doing it, you know, and, like, it's not something that I would want my daughter doing either. And yeah. I will put that out there. But it is the disowning thing. I don't agree with that at all.
So what should these parents do, do you think?
Sit her down, have a proper conversation with her, like, no shouting. Like, it is quite hard, but people need to be calm in these situations, because if they're just going to end up arguing again and she mightn't talk to them.
Right, okay.
Do you know, like, at the end of the day, like, and like, she is 21. She can do what she kind of really wants, to be honest. But if it was in the family household and they don't agree with that, then I do side with them on that it wouldn't be in the family household.
Yeah, if you're living under our roof, you play by our rules, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like just out of respect for them and everything. But, like, I think just sit her down and have a chat with her, because I think you were saying maybe she knows other people who are doing it also.
Yeah, she said she has mates in college that are doing it, so I don't know how many mates.
Also, another way of looking at it is maybe she should just go on to Feet Finder.
Go on to what?
And do Feet Finder and set her feet.
Okay.
Do you know, like, no face is involved in that. It is quite difficult to get actually kind of hired on it.
People pay money to look at your feet.
Yeah. Literally just get a basin full of beans and you stomp on them.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, that works.
I can't imagine paying to see somebody's feet, to be honest with you. That wouldn't be my first thought when it comes to sex.
Nice French tipped toenails there into a lovely base and a beach.
And have you sold your feet? Have you put your feet up?
Yeah.
And how much would somebody pay to see your feet?
Oh, it depends. Like you have, I suppose it's kind of its own little genre, I suppose.
Is it?
Like, feet is a massive thing, like, that people are ashamed that they actually really, really like. Now, personally, I actually hate feet. I can't stand feet. I just don't like them. But, yeah, you'd be amazed at how many people actually just like feet and hands.
Well, I know there's hand actors. They use them for jewellery and stuff like that as well. You know, you can get hand acting. But, and the other thing then is, I hate to say this, I'm going to shock the audience. So, I remember somebody came on the air there one time and they told me that a big thing in Asia, I don't know if it's big here or is used underwear.
That
they're selling, there's actually sites where they sell used underwear. And the longer they've been worn, the more expensive they become.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
I do that as well.
Oh, you do that too? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was just big in Asia or somewhere like that, you know, that they were doing. Seemingly they had vending machines in Asia where they you can buy at train stations, vending machines, used underwear. What do they do with the used underwear? What, give it a sniff or something?
Excuse the pun, but I have my finger in a few pies, so it's fine.
Ah, stop out of that.
Don't forget to follow my Insta, guys. That's Samaria Irish.
Okay, you can go. If you want to follow Samaria, by the way, you can go to her Instagram. What's your Instagram again, Samaria?
At Samaria Irish.
Oh, at Samaria Irish. And if you go to OnlyFans, is your name just Samaria on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it is, Samaria.
Okay. Well, look, best of luck, by the way, Samaria. Lovely talking to you again, by the way. And thanks for the advice that you've given to the parents.
Of course, always a pleasure, Niall.
Okay. Thank you. There you go. There's Samaria, by the way. A very successful Irish OnlyFans girl. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you keeping?
I'm good. Well, Maureen, I'm delighted for anybody who can make a living out of, you know, doing something like that.
Doing something like that. That's exactly the term for it. I find it totally and utterly disgusting.
Why?
I find it disgusting that women are taking their clothes off just to make money. In my eyes, they are no better than the prostitute on a corner touting for money.
Oh, okay.
Prostitution online. That's my opinion.
Well,
by
definition, you are selling your body. Now, there's no, obviously, engagement involved. You don't actually have sex with men. You can have sex with people you know behind the camera. But you don't actually have sex with people who pay for it. So by that definition, it's not. But by definition, it is sex work. Yes, it is sex work, Maureen.
It is sex work, yeah. Exactly. Mm. Sure, you can call it online prostitution.
Mm.
And I'll tell you something. I'm with the mother who wrote that email. That if my daughter had ever come to me and said, you know, ma'am, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Or even if she didn't, I found out. I would personally stand in front of her and I would rip her a new arse.
Would you?
From her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, yes. Because I didn't raise her to throw her self-dignity and self-respect out the window to earn money so she can flaunt herself while you people are goggling at her. I find it truly and utterly disgusting.
It's very popular. It's hugely popular, Maureen. I don't know why.
I don't care what part.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know how it's become so popular. I don't know how.
Yes, but this is the problem. Morals are gone out the window. Self-respect is gone out the window. Everything is acceptable today. And remember, we're living in a society where we have people in our countries, wherever we may be, who are just delighted to see this because women are fair game. They're too stupid to understand what they're actually doing.
Stay there for a second. You don't give women an awful lot of credit, Maureen.
And they have, I'm not agreeing with it.
Okay, but hang on, Maureen. Dave, there you go. You know, as far as Maureen is concerned, they're behaving like common prostitutes, essentially, just selling their bodies online to make money.
Fair enough. I mean, look, if that's how Maureen feels about it, that's how Maureen feels about it. I'm not going to tell her she's wrong. You know, everybody's morals are their own. Sorry, one second. I mean, attacked by a fucking wasp here.
I hate wasps. I hate wasps. I can deal with bees, but see wasps, they chase you. They follow you.
Bastards are out in fucking force today. But I don't know. I just, the only fine thing, I personally couldn't care less. Like, if you want to do it, fine, fair enough. There are a lot of women out there, though, who have done it and said they regretted it in the end because it is marketed as this kind of get-rich-quick scheme when really you're talking only the top 1-3% really make any money out of it.
But that's what I said to Samaria. It's like every other talent, you know, be it football, being it singing, whatever it is, only a small percentage, doesn't matter how skilled you are, only a small percentage make it to the top.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I think, like, for a lot of young women, I think they think it's, I mean, look, for a girl who's in college thinking, hey, I'll do this while I'm in college, it'll pay my way.
If she gets 500 quid, if she gets 500 quid a month or something for doing it, a few quid,
it pays my dues or whatever, it takes the burden off my family financially. I don't really necessarily see it as being the wrong thing. I've seen there's women, they started on OnlyFans and they just use that as a stepping stone to launch themselves into a different kind of a career. Do you know what I mean?
What kind of career would you be going into from OnlyFans? Modeling?
No, there are a lot of women that can manage to break into the fashion and the makeup industry and all that influencer side of things. Do you know?
But you have to take your clothes off to get into that side of things.
No, but it just it helps them build a brand. They start with the OnlyFans, they get the traction with the OnlyFans, then they use that to transition into, oh, look, I'm promoting this product, I'm promoting that product, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
blah. Yeah, I mean, well, let me just put that to Maureen. Maureen, Dave makes a good point. If you leave the morals aside, sex sells. I mean, Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, all became really famous because they had sex tapes. You know,
it does
so,
sell.
Yeah, but that's it.
I know
sell.
It does sell, but it sells, but it's dirty money at the end of the day.
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of it.
You're not doing anything worthwhile to earn a few some extra money. It's fine if so you could be in a financial difficulty. But I tell you something. I would rather go out there and work 3 or 4 jobs at a time rather than do that and lose the self-respect I have for myself, my dignity and my morals and everything I was raised with, just to blend in and fit in with today's society. And this is what a lot of this is all about, whether it be this or anything else that we're seeing going on. Even what's happening with our own children. People need to start taking stock of themselves and realizing that this is not the road to be traveling on. And it has nothing to do with Catholicism or any other faith, if you like. There are plenty of people out here who believe in nothing, but they believe in self-respect for themselves. And that's what it is at the end of the day. Because if you don't respect yourself, you sure ain't respecting anybody else.
It's a fair point, Dave. You know what I mean? That was one thing that was drilled into me as a child because my parents were very conservative. They're very religious, as apart from anything else. And that's one thing they drilled into me, self-respect. Have some self-respect.
Look, I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue the morality of this because I don't think anybody here who thinks about it in one way or the other is going to change anybody else's mind. My biggest issue with it really is when it comes to sex work and OnlyFans and stuff like that, is the amount of hypocrisy in it when it comes to men and women. Because, like, you have a woman who does OnlyFans, she's the whore of Babylon, right? Well, yeah, you had an Irish guy, he called himself the Irish Viking or something stupid. One of these stupid hipster-looking dudes. But he was on, like, daytime television here in Ireland, and they were like, oh, yeah, and you're doing OnlyFans, and oh, aren't you great? Fair play to you. Do you know, you had, if a woman posed for Playboy, again, she was a whore, she had no morals, but yet, like, Hugh Hefner, like, the greatest smut peddler of the 20th century, was an absolute legend.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there, Dave and Maureen. I'll take a quick short break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.